Simon & Schuster Audio Works presents Star Trek, the Kobayashi Maru by Julia Eklar. This program is read by James Doohan.
For a long moment, James T. Kirk was aware only that he was hurt, and he was cold. Then the pain settled deep into his right knee, and memory came awake like lightning. The shuttlecraft Halley had started out on a routine exploration, only to be plunged into disaster by a single, ill-placed gravitic mine. Kirk remembered how the mine struck the shuttle, wrenching the craft violently about despite Sulu's efforts to evade it. When the chaos ended, Kirk was left helpless with a badly sprained knee. A broken shoulder had Sulu drifting in and out of consciousness. Scott, McCoy, and Chekhov remained unhurt. Kirk wished he could believe that meant they still had hope of rescue. Turning his head, Kirk searched the dark shuttle for the rest of his men. Dr. Leonard McCoy occupied the seat across the main aisle, one row ahead of a bandaged and braced Sulu. The hard yellow light from an emergency lamp painted the doctor's face in bright relief. Kirk's attention stayed fixed on the forward hatch, where he could hear Chekhov struggling to salvage their transmitter. Behind him, enigmatic sounds and smells wafted into the main compartment from Scott's own repair efforts. Things hadn't changed much then, from when Kirk fell asleep. Scott and Chekhov had the repair situation well in hand. McCoy had done everything he could without a starship sickbay. Kirk closed his eyes and sighed. There was nothing left now but to wait. Sulu's weak voice interrupted Kirk's reverie.
Do you know what this sort of reminds me of, Captain? My class ran this simulation in command school, where a civilian ship was disabled by a gravitic mine.
Kirk grinned. Cadets taking the test Sulu spoke of swore secrecy to ensure the honesty of later classes. Under the circumstances, however, Kirk couldn't see the harm in discussing it.
Not just your class, Mr. Sulu. All of them. The Kobayashi Maru.
What's a Kobayashi Maru? McCoy asked.
That's the name of the ship in a command scenario. A command cadet is placed in charge of a simulated starship, then forced to make a decision about rescuing...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?